Sean, you gave it plenty in the second half, but I mean, defensively, it proved a tough nut to crack tonight.
Well, they came with an obvious game plan, which was 4-5-1, 5-4-1. You know, and that can be difficult to break down, particularly when they played so deep with it. And you know, that is the challenge. Can you break that down? And we hit the post twice, had a couple cleared off the line, and Duffo's missed one on the far stick. Everyone's amazed how that didn't go in. You know, and the reality is one of them goes in and it changes the whole feel of the game. And I think we would have taken our domination into the scoreline then. But it was not to be. But there was, as you suggest, the second half particularly was extremely dominant. I thought most of the first half, the second half was almost like attack v defence for a lot of it. So good signs for that. We're left a bit frustrated. We didn't get the breakthrough. You know, but the dominant feel again was right there for everyone to see, and that's pleasing for us. And a clean sheet, of course.
Very similar, wasn't it, I suppose, in many ways, to the last game here against Sheffield Wednesday?
Yeah, I think the chances weren't as clear-cut. The feel of the game was. It was quite obvious that we were dominant, but the chances weren't as clear-cut as at Sheff Wednesday. I mean, we had so many golden chances, and they survived by the skin of their teeth. I think tonight there wasn't as many golden chances. There was plenty of near chances. I mean, we have hit the post twice and you know, a couple cleared off the line. But we didn't forge that real golden chance. There was a couple of real maybes because it's a challenge when you've got a 4-5-1 in front of you, and they were pretty rigid with it. There wasn't a lot of fluid play, only along their back line, but not in the top third of the pitch. So we're pleased that we contained that from them. The odd time they did break out, just a little bit frustrated. We didn't manage to break down that 4-5-1, because that's what you have to do. You have to do that to win a game.
Just lacking perhaps a little bit of creativity in the final third with that then.
Well, I think it's how you define it. You can look at that, but you can also look at when the final third is full of certainly 9 outfield players, then it is difficult. As I suggest, there's not a lot of space there. They play very deep, more or less in the second half on their box line. So it is difficult, and we tried different ways. We shifted the ball wide. We got good crosses in. Kieran Trippier, some fantastic crosses second half. You know, so it is difficult when there's that many bodies in there. And, you know, it's credit to them, the fact they got that many bodies in there. It's an interesting one from us, a team like Brighton come here and do that, which is credit to us, of course, you know, and great credit to us that teams of that stature and that size have come here and more or less parked the bus.
Yeah, I guess they're thinking the last thing that they want is to sacrifice points to a team that's above them in the league.
Possibly. That might be possibly what they were thinking. You know, but we concern ourselves with what we do. And like I say, barring that real clinical moment of play, that little bit of cleverness, which it's fair to say we've shown plenty of that this season, barring that, it was another pleasing performance. But that top third was just slightly short of what we've been lately, with that real clarity and that real quality that we have got to make a chance that defines the game.
And when called upon, Tom, your goalkeeper's made two tremendous saves.
Yeah, it was an interesting one. I mean, one's from a mistake from us, of course. You know, but when you are dominant like that, it's fair to say it's very unusual that the team that you're playing don't have at least a chance, if not two. Very unusual. And I'm pleased to say, you know, Tom did what he's there for, which was certainly the second save from when we made a mistake on the edge of our own box. It was a great save. Stood up nice and big and made a great save. But I think we've all come to register what a fine keeper he is.
You made a couple of changes tonight. You brought Ben back in and Michael Keighley back in. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, both were due to injuries. I might have made the change anyway, but Laffer's got a really tight thigh, but not a strain, but a tight thigh. And we can't afford to risk players. And Keith Tracy's got a tight neck and it hasn't settled down. It's been about a week, so we're just going to get a scan to make sure on that and to make sure it's nothing any more than just what it is. Yeah, I mean, we want to use the squad wisely. We've made that clear during the season. We have when we've had to. There is a nucleus and a base of the team, which has been pretty much there for most of the season. But we do want that freshness when called upon. And I thought the lads looked ever so fresh tonight physically, that's for sure.
Your chief executive said to us before kick-off he thinks there might be another one in before Friday.
Well, we're looking at some options. We're not guaranteed of that. There's work being done behind the scenes. We have got certain financial guidelines and parameters, which everyone knows about. And there are the obvious one is that the loan windows open very quickly after the end of the transfer window. So, you know, we're still looking. We're still active, but it has to be something that's right for the club, and it has to fit into the guidelines that I'm given as manager.
You're 12 points above seventh, I think, three behind QPR, who you play on Saturday. I mean, you're superbly placed still.
Absolutely, and that's credit to the players here, the work that's been done, you know, both on and off the pitch. And as you saw again tonight, I thought physically outstanding, and they've been like that all season, and they're still going strong. And there was no lack of demand for what the team wanted to achieve tonight, which was a win. So as long as we maintain that mentality, that quality, that top third that we've delivered so many times in, we'll come back very quickly. And we want to make sure that's Saturday.
We'll talk on Thursday more about QPR, but just a word on that game. It's a pretty mouth-watering tie now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they all are, to be honest. You know, I don't overthink them. People on the outside, you know, decide what type of game they think it's going to be. All I know is that every game in the Championship is a tough one, so we make sure we're prepared, as we were again tonight, physically ready, mentally ready, tactically ready to go and deliver a performance.